Hey George, this is Duke. I'm about 50 miles north of Des Moines, and I've been running 48 states in Canada for about 10 years now.
All weather, I'm sure, too, Duke, huh?
All weather, and love Art. I've been listening since 96, and wish him all the best. I know that he's had a rough time here and there, but I'm hoping he's enjoying his semi-retire.
Art'll never retire. He'll dabble. He'll always dabble.
Well, I hope he never will anyway. But I've got a story for you. I wasn't really into the UFO thing, just what I picked up off of Coast to Coast. Never really read the magazines, read a couple of Jacques Vallée's books. But I, you know, was open-minded about it until about 6 months ago. I was running, I run mostly at night, and I was happened to be running, daylight was coming, and I was about, maybe 45 minutes to an hour west of Las Cruces, New Mexico on I-10. And I noticed that there was a crowd of trucks at this little mom-and-pop truck shop that there usually isn't a lot of trucks there. It's just it was a small, tourist trap, I guess you would call it, and it had truck parking. And I thought, and I'm tired, and I'm almost out of hours anyway. I think I'll just go in there and see what these guys are doing out there. When I pulled in, I noticed that there were three New Mexico State Troopers that I didn't see from the road because the crowd was gathered right behind them.
Yeah,
I went and parked. I walked over and I, talked to a driver and I said, "What's up?" And, and he said, "Well, look out that way." And I looked out and I saw something, but for whatever reason, it really didn't register to me. I made my way up through the crowd to one of the officers. And before I got into truck driving, I was in law enforcement for 8 years.
Okay.
In California, and so I talked their language, and I was saying, what's happening, man? And he said, look over there, and I followed where he's pointing, and about that time, when I was, trying to make out what it was that attracted everybody,
sure.
Three helicopters flew straight over I-10. One was marked, and it looked like it was a law enforcement helicopter of some type. It had a star on it. I couldn't read who it was. The two helicopters behind it were black, and they had no markings that I could make out. I'm not saying they didn't have any.
Right,
I
right.
didn't see them. And they flew over at fairly high speed and maybe 200 or 300 feet off the ground, and they were really moving. Behind them came a whole squad of INS off-road vehicles of every kind, of SUV, little jeeps, it's all kinds of them. So I'm thinking to myself, okay, well, they, made some kind of an INS raid or something like that. I looked at the state trooper that I was talking to, and I said, Ken, did you call those guys? And he said, well, no, we don't talk to them. And I said, you don't have their frequencies? And he said, no, they can get on ours if they go through the state capitol, and if they need to talk to us, we can't talk to them unless they call us. And I said, so you don't know why those guys are coming here? And he said, no, but I got a good idea. I think it's that thing. And I finally looked, and I focused on it, and he was pointing right at it. It was a black cylinder. This thing had no wings. It had no tail. It was a black cylinder hanging in the air, and it looked like it was hanging at about a 45-degree angle to the ground, and it was pretty high up. And the weird thing about it was, as we were following the helicopters going straight out into the desert, heading south towards the Mexican border, and you could see the dust trail of the off-road vehicles that the INS, the Border Patrol is who I'm saying, was going out there, this thing had to be huge because they kept traveling towards it. But as the helicopters were getting further away from us and getting smaller and smaller, this thing stayed at its size where it was like swallowing up the image. Like it was swallowing up the other three
right.
helicopters.
People must have been amazed looking at this.
The drivers were in shock. The funny thing about it, and any of you drivers out there know what I'm talking about, when you get a group of drivers together, you can't shut them up. I mean, they are, you know, we're talking, and especially solos. And I've been solo my whole career except for a brief period where I tried it with my brother, and that didn't work.
That didn't work, yeah.
But the solos, I mean, we're alone most of the time, and you know, so you grab, you know, you see a brother or sister driver, you know, you talk. And these people were just mum.
Now, when you say this thing was huge, give me an idea what you think in terms of size. How big was it?
Well, being my law enforcement training will tell me, because they teach you in the academy.
You got to look really, for reference and everything else.
You really can't judge size if it's in the air and you got nothing next to it. But out there in this desert, there are certain hills and stuff. It's not a flat area. The only thing I can go off of is this. The helicopters kept traveling towards this thing. And I'm standing there watching it, and we're waiting to see what the outcome is going to be. You know, all of us are just staring at this thing and saying, well, when the helicopters get there, boy, we're going to see something. Well, it was like the helicopters never got to it. This thing, you know, we kept seeing the helicopters traveling in the direction of where this thing was. But it was like the helicopters never reached it.
And it was still that big.
It was still there. And it's like if you see an aircraft and it's going towards the horizon and say there's like a huge range of mountains or something off in the distance, and you're going to lose the aircraft because it's flying into the, you know, it's not going into the mountains, but it's in that direction.
And you're sure it was a cylinder, not a triangle?
It was a flat black cylinder that was just hanging there, and there was no noise, and I can't tell how far we were. The Mexican border isn't that far. This thing could have been hanging over Mexico, you know, for all I know.
How did it finally go? How did it disappear?
Well, we're standing there, we're looking at it, and I turn around, and I talked to the state trooper, and I said, oh, my God, what do you think that's, you know, something to do with the, you know, Border Patrol? Is that like these unmanned vehicles or whatever that they're talking about? And when we turned back, it was gone. There was nothing there. But the helicopters were still headed in that direction. We could still see the dust trail from the ground units heading out there, but the cylinder was gone. And the state trooper and I didn't actually see what happened, but other people around us did, and they just said, you know, man, it winked out. It was there. Now it's not.
How many people do you think were out there witnessing this?
Oh, there had to be at least 100 people.
My God, that's a lot.